Chris and Thelma are given a channel to watch on the TV. They talk about it, and now it's a podcast. It's TV Crafts.
I'm so tired of people posting pregnant pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, these fat bitches.
It's not that. It's just I don't want to see your protruding belly button and your stretched out tattoo.
Well, it's one thing if they have, like, a turtleneck on, but it's always like, I'm going to just cover my tits up and show you where this baby is living inside me.
Seriously, what about the one that
and
I showed
ruining
you?
Ruining my body.
The sexy pregnancy pic?
Oh, that was disgusting.
The lady who put the tube top on and the headphones on her baby?
Yeah.
It's probably listening to Drake or
something. Well, she was definitely listening to Drake. She was doing the boob hold too, right?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, she's not fucking Brooke Shields.
Yeah. Is that the example for
she
boob holding?
I don't know. That's the first one I thought of. Demi Moore? I don't know.
I had a point, but I forgot what it was.
That's all right.
Anyhow, welcome to TV Craps, everybody. I'm Chris.
And I'm Thelma.
Here we are.
I'm super excited about that.
We're all amped up for this episode. This is the first episode of our new podcast. It's going to be kind of a supplement to the Internet's podcast that you know and love. But we're going to be putting this out once a month on the 15th. And then the Internet's podcast proper, the flagship, is going to be coming out on the last day of the month. So it's going to be sort of more scheduled than it normally is.
We're regimented.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I also want to point out that... just to get an idea of how the sausage is made, the regular podcast usually takes about 3 hours to record, and then I whittle it down like an artisan to a nice clean trim hour.
Yeah.
This one is going to be warts and all. I'm not going to be editing this thing in the slightest. So it's not going to be quite as...
it's going to be fantastic.
Hilarious, perhaps, as the regular podcast. But, you know, it'll still kill an hour if that's what you're going for.
Well, see, now I'm scared because everybody's going to hear all my stupid comments.
It's okay. I make enough that make it to the real show. It's not a big deal. So the basic premise here is Thelma and I are sitting on our couch in our palatial manner.
Totally.
Sitting in front of the TV, and we are going to randomly pick a number from our channel selection here on the TV, because we have, I think it's 1,900 channels.
Something ridiculous. Currently. Yeah, and there's never anything
and we
on
watch
any
about
of
five of them. Yeah. So this is going to be sort of an exploration of the different channels that have been hiding from us for all these many years.
Yeah.
So we're going to pull up the internet supercomputer, and it is going to generate three random numbers for us, and then we're going to pick one of those channels, and we're going to watch it for an hour and just sort of use it as a jumping off point to talk about all things television. How's that sound, Thelma?
I think it's awesome.
Do you want to pull the lever?
Sure.
Beep bop 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 beep bop beep bop 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 beep bop 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 bop.
All right.
Okay. What are the winning channel selections?
509.
All right.
656. And 677.
Oh, shit.
I know. I don't think I know any of those.
Nope, that doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Nope.
But we're going to find out right now what that means. And then we're going to choose the one that might offer us the best opportunities here. 509 for the next hour is going to be Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, which is very, so far, front runner. 656, let's find out. A show called Chopped on the Food Network. That sounds like something, too.
All right, what else we got?
And 677, the...
No, we can't do that.
The middle hour of Close Encounters of the Third Kind by Steven Spielberg, made in 1977. Well, okay. So Chopped?
Mm-hmm. Which is specifically food-related.
Very true. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Which is probably just going to be us reading the questions and the answers aloud for an hour. Which, to be fair, would be kind of nice. Or the middle hour of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I'm going to say Chopped.
You going to say Chopped?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the winner, then. Here we go.
Oh, man.
It's on there for posterity. Okay, countdown begins. We're going to watch an episode of Chopped on the Food Network. It's starting!
Woohoo!
Four chefs, three courses. Only one chance to win. Let's do this.
There's a lot of explosions in the kitchen going on.
I
things
see a
on
shrimp.
Fire. And a picnic basket.
To be fair, I think we've seen this before. We watched a couple episodes this one night.
We did. We did get engrossed in that.
It has a panel of like three judges, just like every show has in the world.
Yeah.
And then the host is the funny gay guy from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah, I almost called it the Fab Five.
No, that, I think that's
Is
what
that
they call
it? Is that what they call them?
Right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I can't remember.
Unless it's the Beatles.
It could be the Beatles.
Billy Preston? I forget what the organ player's name is. Okay, gay guy. Here he is. Ted Allen, that's his name.
He looks fancy.
He does. He has a pink pocket square.
Mm-hmm. Really jazzed up the outfit nicely.
We just met Cody. He's a chef of some kind. He has a hat on.
Standard. But this isn't like the standard that everybody else knows.
What's the standard that everybody else
knows? I think it's a hotel. It's like a big fancy schmancy hotel.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not in with the cool people.
Apparently not. Shit.
Here comes a little Asian guy.
Yep. Ming Lu. Classically
Is that
trained.
Really his name?
Mm-hmm. Ming Lu.
All right.
You know Ming.
Well, that restaurant looks nice. Ooh.
We have to steer clear of some of this visual talking.
Yeah. You may want to edit some of this.
Yeah, I think I might. That's going to be tomorrow. We're meeting Chef Lisa something or other.
She's an executive chef at a post-production company.
That seems like a weird job.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just be making sandwiches, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like
Chipotle mayo.
We technically have a chef at our place, but they just make, like, tuna sandwiches.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's awful food. We'll give her a shot. She looks excited to be there.
And our final chef is Pedro Diaz, who's a sous chef.
You know, I'm not going to knock the food industry because, you know, I briefly worked in it.
I do.
And
I know
you
that.
Have to hustle in that industry, especially in the back of the house.
I was a busboy for 2 weeks.
You were?
When I was 14.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
Real bad. It was my only experience with the food service.
It's definitely a lot of fun, though, because you can just curse at people and get away with it. You're not, like, sent to HR or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I forget if I've told the story on the podcast before, but we had a chef in the back that would make pizzas. And did I say it on the show?
I think you might have.
I don't care. This is a different show, so I can say whatever I want to
That's
say.
True.
But in the pizza dough, he would just write hot dick in, like, every pizza. And then he would cover it in the, you know, sauce and cheese and what have you.
Well, I guess it's not too bad. At least he didn't actually put his dick in the pizza.
Yeah. Well, maybe it did. I wasn't back there enough.
Ew.
Yeah. Gives it that nice picante.
Ew.
Gives a little zest. Oh, shit. Okay. We got a thing full of ingredients. Red currant jam. Some kind of sausage. Broccoli. That's it. That's all I got. All
right.
I guess I have to make appetizer?
I think so, yeah.
I'm not sure how the show works.
They have 20 minutes to make whatever it is they're going to make with those ingredients. I don't think I can do anything in 20 minutes in the kitchen. Like, start to finish?
Hot pockets. I can totally do it. I can make like 20 Hot Pockets in that span of time.
But you're not physically making them. You're just heating them up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
And technically, the inside of the little foil pouches are doing most of the heavy lifting in that scenario.
There's your 20 minutes right there.
All right. Cody's making some Moroccan-style sausage. Right on.
All
right. I read something today that your boy, Anthony Bourdain,
is
leaving the show.
Why?
He's going to be on like CNN or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like it. He's such a dick.
Mm-hmm.
But I like him because he's a dick.
Yeah.
I told you that the first episode I ever saw of him, he took some kind of weird... He was, like, in Africa with some, like, tribe, and he drank this drink that, like, made you hallucinate for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Four Loko?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Before they outlawed it.
Did you ever drink that?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd it work out?
Me and my one friend who will remain nameless, we got a couple cans from the little dive bar down the street.
Yeah.
Actually, where we had our first date is where we found it.
Full circle.
Mm-hmm. But back when they were still selling it, and we brought it back, and we made the mistake of pouring it into glasses so you could actually see the liquid, because we only got like 2 cans. We were like, oh, well, you should try like a flavor.
Yeah.
So we split it, and we poured it into glasses, but you could see it is like phosphorescent green.
Oh, God.
Like those glowing algae things in the ocean.
That doesn't sound too good.
Mm-hmm. It's like a ghost fish.
I only
the bottom of the sea.
I only know of people that drank it had terrible hangovers from it.
Yeah, I don't think we drank enough, because like I said, we only got 2 cans.
Yeah.
But it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Well, it's like Mountain Dew with alcohol, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What is this guy doing? This guy's like making broccoli florets. Just shaving down this huge head of broccoli and it's like going everywhere. See, now I've reneged on my previous...
Racist.
...statement. Because if I didn't have to clean up while I was cooking, I probably could do it in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think the actual cooking portion doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
Unless you're, like, baking something or, like, slow cooking something.
Did you ever watch Julia Child when she used to be on, like, PBS? Do you remember that?
No, I think it was before my time.
Mm.
My folks always tell me about the Saturday Night Live, where it was, I think it was Dan Adams playing, what's her face?
Julia Child.
Julia Child, who we're talking about. But he, like, slices the tip of his finger off and then it just starts bleeding everywhere.
Ew.
It's awesome.
Well, I used to watch that show with my dad. I was, like, young. I was, like, 10. And we used to crack up because throughout the show, she always cooked with sherry or some type of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And she would just freely drink out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And as she cooked, she would just, like, chop something up. And then instead of just throwing the rest of it out in the garbage can next to the chopping block, she would just fling it off the butcher block and go flying to, like, the stage.
It's like, fuck you, intern.
Yeah, and she would just get, like, pissed drunk during the show.
It's like the fifth hour of Good Morning America.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you're paid to do a job.
Yeah, I'm going to get paid to be drunk.
Yeah, well.
On second thought.
Mm-hmm. We are, in fact, drinking some white wine right now. What kind of white wine is it, Thelma?
It's called Shoe Fly.
Mm-hmm. It's got a twist off top.
It's really fancy.
What was the retail value on
that? $7.99.
Okay, high rolling.
Yeah, it was really high class, and it's from Australia.
Oh, what is that?
He's making an omelet.
He's making a crepe.
Oh, yeah, he is.
It's a crepe.
But, okay, for everybody who can't see what we're watching, instead of using the skillet by putting the egg in it, he flipped the skillet upside down and proceeded to put the egg on top of the bottom portion of the pan.
He's doing another one.
You better not try that with our pans.
No, I would fuck it up. I can't even use metal silverware in our pants.
No.
Because it's that non-stick stuff.
That's right. You gotta stay that way.
Oh, shit. Is this a commercial? Commercial break!
Oh, my God!
This show is brought to us by Lincoln, I think.
Oh, yeah. Who does Lincoln? Is it Roger from Manor?
Yeah, Roger Sterling does Lincoln, and Don Draper does Lexus?
I think. Mercedes. Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz.
While we're on topic.
Yeah.
What did you think of the final season finale?
Oh, Mad Men?
Yeah.
I liked this season. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good run.
A good run?
Right.
Gave it the good old college try.
I'm going to do fair warning now. And I'm also going to, on the website, I'm going to put timestamps. So if we're going to be spoiling any TV shows that you haven't seen yet, you can skip over those parts. But we're going to spoil the shit out of the end of Mad Men right now.
Totally.
But, what's his name? Lane?
Lane, yeah.
Fucking killed himself.
I know.
He hung himself right there in the office.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
It wasn't even over that much money. Like, I mean, I know he had some money issues, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that seemed like a tough way out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a more severe route to take on that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm bummed out, too, because he was one of my favorite actors.
I liked him, too. I thought he was really good. And I'm kind of salty that Peggy went to the other agency. But I honestly don't think she'll stay there for very long. I think she'll come back.
Yeah, she seems like a main character, but like they have got rid of a bunch of people.
I know.
That we just haven't seen.
I know.
Since.
I know.
Remember the gay design guy from the first season?
Yeah.
Gone. Remember they like pushed him out or had to quit or something?
Yeah.
Never saw him again.
Hmm. I hope that's not the case. I like Peggy's character.
I do too.
Yeah.
Checking out the commercials here.
We got a commercial for Whisk.
Which detergent is it that has the bear?
Snuggie. Wait, no.
Snuggie? Like the blankets that you wear?
Is it Snuggles?
I think it might be Snuggles. Is that the product or is that just the name of the bear? I think the bear's name is Snuggles.
No, I think it's the product.
Snuggles. that just
sounds
right.
Ridiculous either way.
It has been nothing but like laundry commercials and car commercials. So
yeah,
far.
Yeah. Now there's a hotel commercial.
So what else can we talk about with Mad Men?
Don Draper.
Mm-hmm. I was going to bring up the marriage.
Yeah.
What are your gambling odds on that?
I think it's come to fruition. I think now it's time to move on to greener pastures for Don.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to last too much longer.
No.
And that the final scene, too, was him, like, saying he was hitting on him, one of the little 60s babes.
And he asked, like, are you alone?
Yeah, he's like, yo, what's up?
I read a good article about the last episode of Mad Men, and it was interesting because, you know, you really got to the nitty-gritty about, you know, the symbolisms mm-hmm. within the episode, and, you know, seeing Don's brother
mm-hmm.
with the noose, you know, the noose marks,
yeah,
you know, I just lost my train of thought completely on that one.
I might have been the same article, but I read an article too, and they were saying how the symbolism, especially in the last one, was sort of heavy-handed.
Yes.
That, like, showing his brother with the noose, like, the noose marks around his neck.
Uh-huh.
And, like, a couple episodes back with Don looking down, like, the elevator shaft. He's like, okay, we get it. Like, it's about death. Like, because it seems like the show was way more subtle before this
usually,
last run.
Usually, mm-hmm. yeah. But it seems like they really kind of, like, dumbed it down
mm-hmm.
with all the innuendos.
But I also heard that they had the best ratings.
Really?
The show's had this year. So they probably dumbed it down a little bit.
For the general public?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because America's dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back to Chopped.
Or sausages in a pan.
Sausages cooking away.
Tons of sausages.
Dump it out as jelly. Oh, is it glazing the pan?
Oh, honey.
I just figured. All about that. Yeah, I just figured out how to do that.
It was delicious too.
I'm right? Gonna,
you did very good.
For those who don't know, and I did not know what it was, or at least what the name of it was, but deglazing the pan is when you have some like little meat bits and stuff left over, yeah, like after like, you cook, you know, chicken or fish or whatever.
Juices.
Various juices, but then you pour in like some wine and butter and. Mm-hmm. A little bit of flour,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
to thicken it up, and then you make like your own little sauce.
Yep, and I always saw my dad doing that. My dad used to be a chef. I just never knew what the hell the name of it was.
Yes, deglazing.
Yeah,
who knew?
Now we know.
Something else we can talk about with Mad Men, and we actually brought it up with each other while we were watching the last show,
mm-hmm.
was like, how pissed do you think the people from Jaguar are?
Oh my God, seriously, they have to be really pissed off. I'm surprised they haven't like.
Mm-hmm.
done anything about it legally.
Yeah, and especially also the two of the main guys in the show yeah. are the spokespeople for Mercedes and Lincoln.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck Jaguar. They're really sticking to the Jaguar.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the show, and hopefully if you're listening to this, you don't have any intentions of seeing it immediately. But basically the advertising agency got an account with Jaguar.
Yeah.
And they were like sort of haggling over if they were going to get the sale or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of the higher-ups at Jaguar was like, yeah, that's cool, as long as I can sleep with your secretary lady. And they're like, okay. that kind of threw me off a little bit, too.
I was surprised at that.
That was a bold choice.
Yeah, that was definitely a interesting direction to take that in. Mm-hmm. But honestly, that has to happen.
Yeah?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I see a lot of, like... I can picture women, and probably men too, like kind of sleeping their way to the top.
Yeah.
More than I can picture them being used as prostitutes, straight up prostitutes.
Well, if you think about it, in one aspect or another, you're basically doing that. You're sleeping with somebody for money.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah, it just seems so much more...
for the company as a whole or yeah. for an individual position.
It seems so much more overt, though. Like, if you're sleeping your way to the top, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know.
But it was for her. It was for Leatherface in the show.
Yeah, that's true.
She secured like a partnership. A partnership, it, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. and a shit ton of money.
Yeah, that's true.
So, it's all about money, honey.
Mm-hmm. It's all about that almighty dollar. All right, let's check in here with Chopped.
It looks disgusting.
Cold broccoli salad with some kind of beef shit on top.
Looks like rabbit turds.
All right.
Okay, judge... The woman judge that mm-hmm. just showed, she's on the few episodes that we've seen, and mm-hmm. she just seems like a straight-up bitch. She looks miserable in every shot of the show. Like, she looks completely unhappy to be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think about it, she has to eat delicious food for an hour for money.
Seriously.
So, you know, it's rough.
It's a tough gig.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she should have slept her way to the top.
Yeah, she probably should have.
Oh.
We have teenagers walking by her apartment.
It is the summertime.
All right, teenagers walking by the apartments means we have to check in with close encounters of the third kind.
I don't think we stated that previously.
Nope, it means it now, though. Let's see if it's our same. Oh, shit, Jeopardy. I'm definitely going to have to edit this.
Yeah. So, how's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Tell a funny joke, though.
A giraffe and a man walk into a bar.
Uh-huh.
And the bartender says, giraffe, hi.
Uh-huh.
And that's the end of that. I don't know.
Oh, you had me so far.
I'm terrible at jokes.
I can't even find this too close. Okay, we'll just... Not too bad. We're winging it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. All right. So the second dish this other person made is some kind of purple potato, again with what looks like broccoli super salad,
is
and
it
just
potato?
A big old sausage on the top. Yeah.
What
I
if
read
it's
the
like
caption.
Eggplant? Oh.
Yeah. No.
Is there things purple potatoes?
I guess.
Our cat is just going to eat shit.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, we fell off the bed.
Oh, did he?
In between the footboard and the mattress.
Jesus Christ. Okay, we're talking about the crepe guy. It looks bad.
That looks terrible. That looks like I could make something better
yeah.
than that.
The judges are all agreeing about something. I cannot tell what they're agreeing about. Cold broccoli sound.
I don't know. All that looks like crap.
That looks okay.
Nah.
Really?
Where's the jam? Right. Is it infused in the sausage?
Yeah, they always cheat. It's like we're going to put in half a tablespoon of this and it counts.
Yeah.
What's on our list?
Gilmore Girl from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was weird.
That she was,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed off-putting.
Yeah.
Didn't it? I forget what her name was.
I forget her name. The train guy's wife.
Yeah, that Pete was...
Stupin.
Stupin?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while.
Oh, commercial! It's for Cupcake Wars.
So, I mean, mental illness in, like, the 60s, though, was treated vastly differently than it is now. So, I mean, I guess it's natural that they would want to touch upon that at some point. But, again, heavy on the symbolism, I think it really was just a reflection of Pete and the direction that his life's taking.
It also seemed like a very convenient plot device that, like, this person that had the potential to, like, really fuck up his life.
Right.
They just erased her memory.
Yeah,
straight
exactly.
Up. And they're like, oh, don't have to come back to this anymore. It's like amnesia. Like, everybody would call bullshit if they were like, oh, no, she has amnesia because she, like, hit her head.
Right.
But like, no, no, it's electroshock therapy.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah. Isn't it wrong that every time I think of amnesia, I think of Uncle Fester from...
Nope. Putting the light bulb in his mouth?
Yeah.
There's a commercial on, there's an ad, a trailer, I guess, for Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Have you seen that yet? Any commercials for it?
I did see
With
a couple
Carell?
Commercials. Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about it.
It's got Patton Oswalt, who I endorse.
Yeah.
In just about everything.
Yeah.
And I think, I if I'm right about it, I think the guys that did Shaun of the Dead are also doing, like, an apocalypse comedy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I would want to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think over this. I love Steve Carell.
I do too, but sometimes his choices of roles are surprisingly depressing.
Yeah.
You know, and I get that because he's a comedic actor. He probably doesn't want to do that all the time.
Wants to, like, branch out.
But,
Wants to Jim Carrey that shit.
There was a movie that I saw him in where he was, like, a single dad, and, like, his life just, like, sucked. And, like, the whole movie was just so depressing, and it was like, meh.
Yeah.
Wasted 2 hours of my life.
I saw, The new Get Smart, and that was not too good.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
And I used to love Get Smart.
I did too.
Little.
That was
yeah.
one of my favorites. It was on Nick at Night.
Yeah, I used to watch it all the time. I always wanted a shoe phone.
Mm-hmm. I always pretended I had a shoe phone.
Yeah, right?
It seems like those shows were all from the 60s.
Yeah.
And we still watched them.
Yeah, they were awesome.
And we grew up in the, you know, 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, you can't find any of that shit. The stuff
no.
that's on, like, TV Land now is, like, Home Improvement.
Well, that's because we're getting older.
I guess, but,
yeah.
like, you know, keep that and then come up with a new channel.
I know.
These newer old shows.
That's actually a really good idea. I'm surprised that they don't have a channel just specifically dedicated to
yeah,
old-ass
TV shows.
Yeah, or, like, Tom and Jerry cartoons and,
yeah.
you know, all
Wait,
that.
I used to watch Looney Tunes all the time.
I did, too.
And I've thought about it, like, I wonder why I never see those anymore, and... I forget where I saw it. It might have been, like, on YouTube or something. But that shit is racist.
Oh, my God, it's racist
and
as fuck.
And I think that's why we don't see it anymore.
Actually, when I was down in Mexico last year,
mm-hmm.
That's all they played.
Really?
That was the only channel I could get that was in English.
Oh.
And it was awesome.
Was it Speedy Gonzalez Mexican? Or, no, wait. Was it Speedy Gonzalez racist? Or was it, like, the two crows?
It was all the old
Like, let's
cartoons.
Get some watermelon and...
Yeah,
and
it, they had
fence.
Some of that. Yeah,
yeah
and they
rough.
Had, what the hell was the pink lion that was, like, totally gay? It was, like...
I know who you're talking about.
You know, it's, like,
yeah.
V-A with an S. And
Sylvester.
Was, like, pickles. I want the pickles. That's
I
how
forget
talk.
What his name was.
Yeah, I do, too. But, like, it's just funny because he's so overtly gay
in
the show.
Well, it's like on all the old game shows. Like,
yeah.
I forget his name now. Man, the guy that always wore a scarf, like a Match Game and shit like that.
Yeah.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah, sure.
I think that was it. But like crazy gay.
Oh yeah.
Like overtly over the top gay. But like it was never commented upon.
No.
And, like they never came out.
No, because it was different back then. You just didn't talk about it.
But it's weird though because like it's not like who was the like leading man guy that was in the closet his whole life? Rock Hudson, somebody like that.
I think so.
One of those guys.
Yeah.
But like they tried to be all like I'm gonna act like Cary Grant or was he the one? One of those guys. But like on these game shows, that guy was just like.
Out.
Flamboyantly
yeah.
out of the closet, but
good for him though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess
like
he
didn't really
have...
hide it that much when
yeah.
you think about it.
And again, I think it comes down to like personal decision, like whether or not you're worried that your personal life is gonna overthrow your career at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And he was probably like, "Fuck it, I host a game show. Like,
yeah.
who gives a shit?
I'm living the life."
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay, they sent the Asian guy home.
Uh oh.
We have new ingredients. I don't know what they are. We missed
cherry liqueur.
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 Oh, the French pronunciation.
Yep. So we got chicken,
yeah, we
cherry
got chicken.
Liquor, malt liquor. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's a bunch of people running around the kitchen. Lots of butter.
Stick of butter.
There's like three... Cornmeal.
Ooh. Oh, shit. This sounds great.
What's he making?
He's making a soft, creamy polenta.
I like polenta.
I know. We were just talking about
Yep. It's something you never really see.
I never had... We had it on our vacation down in Florida. We had it in
yeah.
St. Augustine.
We did.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I forget what type of polenta. Oh, the coconut polenta. That's what you had.
Is that what I had?
Yeah.
It was very good.
It was delicious.
This particular challenge, they're working with star fruit.
I don't like star fruit.
I don't think I even know what it tastes like. Like, it looks like a star, but other than that, like, what's the point?
Like, it's a little tart, but it really doesn't have, like, a distinct flavor to it, in my opinion, at least. I'd take a kiwi any day over a star fruit.
I do like kiwi.
I'm going to say star fruit.
I like starfish.
It's a mighty breast she has there. Chicken breast, that is.
Good one.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You comment on the thighs if you want this look for grams.
Nope, I'm good. I'm just waiting for the gizzards. It's a hell of a turkey neck she has.
Look at that roast beef.
So far, I'm pulling polenta guy.
Yeah.
Okay, what else have we seen lately that we've discussed?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's true.
We're totally obsessed with it.
Yeah. We, Thelma and I, recently got Netflix Instant, and in the course of about 2 weeks, I think, we watched every single season of Breaking Bad.
We were like that episode of Portlandia.
Mm-hmm.
Where, what was the
It was
DVD?
Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, yeah.
Where there's just like, next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would get 5 hours sleep a night.
Yep.
And just, we
ran home to watch
Breaking
it.
Bad.
We did. And I can't wait for it to come out again. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm.
It's about, I think, this time next month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 20th? July 20th, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So there's plenty of time for everybody else to catch up on the past seasons.
Get Netflix Instant and fucking watch Breaking Bad. That is a good show.
Yeah. And Apple TV.
Oh, yeah, we got that. if you have a gaming system, though, if you have...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
PlayStation or Wii show. Or whatever, you can get Netflix on there.
I always forget you can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
I still like Super Nintendo.
I do too. I miss Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I really kind of miss GameCube.
I love GameCube. Do you ever play 007 on it?
Constantly.
Was that shit?
Mm-hmm. We developed drinking games.
Nice.
Yeah.
I told you about the infamous drinking game that my friend Melinda and her brother created, which was we would play Mario Kart at whatever place you came in. That's how many shots you had to take.
We played the same game.
Yeah, it did not end well.
I don't think we did shots though. I think we did beers. Because even at that point, our livers were already pretty well fucked.
Well, I think it was shots of peppermint schnapps.
Nice. Jeez,
well,
really?
Yeah, I was 15.
Oh, okay.
So you get what you can get. And that's what we can get.
Did you ever do the thing, and I'll come clean if my parents listen to this, but back in high school, did you ever sneak booze from the folks and then fill it back up with water?
Not really, because my dad used to like to put his vodka in the freezer.
That's the worst, and then it would freeze?
Yeah, that was a dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I told you this before, my dad had a kegerator.
Yeah.
And at the time, I really didn't like beer at all, which, looking back on it, I could have been fucking drunk all of the time.
24/7.
Yeah, because he never would have known, but I went into other types of materials.
Herbal
materials.
Yeah.
To avoid such problems. But what we did drink, my friend's mom used to buy it for us. So my friend would go to school on Fridays, and she would take our order.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm thinking about it, like, we totally could have gotten caught, like, so easily. She would walk around with a duffel bag, mm-hmm. and she would have, like, 40s in special brew, mm-hmm. which we would chug in between classes.
Right on.
It was a pregame. And then she would take her order, and, like, the end of the day, she would have $200 to $300 in cash, and her mom would go to the liquor store and buy us all the liquor that we had on the list.
That's awesome.
And then we would have house parties on Friday night where, like, 50 or 60 people would show up.
It's, like, super bad.
Yeah. And the funniest part about
Gold slick vodka.
Yeah, exactly. And the best part about it was right behind her house split station,
mm-hmm.
and they never knocked on the door.
Really?
Once.
We never got busted in college, but we mm-hmm. always had to clear people out.
Yeah.
Like, there were a bunch of parties that I had to run away from.
Oh, I believe it.
Like, hopping fences and shit.
Actually, the one party that did get busted, it was freshman year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get out of the fucking house to go to the party. And that's when I got busted by the cops. And all my friends got underage drinking.
That's when they got busted by the cops?
Yeah.
Okay, but you weren't there.
I wasn't there. I was grounded.
And that works out.
It's the one party I missed, so.
Mm-hmm. That worked out really good.
I know. But then I was like, shit, they're going to think I dropped the dime on them.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
We had one. I'm not going to mention any names. But I think I could probably... I'm pretty sure I haven't told this story.
Mm-hmm.
But in college, I was at a friend's house. And I was barely underage. I think I was 20. But we had... It's still going.
Okay.
But we had a bunch of beers, and we drank them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the meantime, let's walk to Wawa and get some Sammy's.
Right.
And we'll figure out beer. So we went and we got some sandwiches and we're walking back and we notice a couple kegs sitting out on the lawn. So it's like, okay, shit, Providence has shined upon us. Commercial! Anyhow. I thought it was going to be something good. It's just for another fucking episode of Chopped.
Yeah.
So we see some kegs and we're like, oh, fuck. Okay, great. Free kegs. So we lift one up and it's like, oh, it's full. Perfect. So we hoist it on the shoulder, walk back to the house, realize we don't have a tap, break into it with a hammer.
Wow.
We were trying to knock in the bunghole on the side. That's the technical term. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Bunghole.
Seems stuck with you.
Mm-hmm. And eventually we knocked it all the way in after like an hour and a half or some bullshit, and it was root beer.
You probably ruined some little kid's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. It was like, it was out for, I don't want to say the trash, but it was like, you know, prime position to be used.
Mm-hmm.
So then another of my friends was like, fuck it, we're not ending this. It can't end like this. So we went back to the house. There was another keg there, took that keg.
Mm-hmm.
Brought it back to the house, opened it up with a hammer again.
Yeah.
And it was beer. Flat, terrible beer.
Score.
That we drank. But apparently all the pounding reverberating through the neighborhood brought police officers who were like, oh shit, you guys stole these things. Because this guy was like, these guys took my cake.
Are you sure he didn't just see you guys take the keg?
I think he might have.
Yeah.
if memory serves, he might have chased us down the street.
Okay. Sounds more like it.
But, yeah, it wasn't a big deal. Like, nothing really came about. But,
you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. That was my whole story.
So how was that buzz? Did it work out?
No, not really.
No?
Once the cops show up, pretty much all the buzz is gone.
That's great.
What were we talking about here? Breaking Bad. We were talking about Breaking Bad.
We were.
So we've seen the whole series up until this point when it comes back in July.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? What are your general impressions of what's going on or what's going to happen in the next season?
Seeing how things went this last season, I truly believe that there's going to be some shocking revelations and turn of events for the next coming season, especially since it's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So they really don't have any problems.
Have you heard that they're splitting? They're splitting the next season?
I think you told me that and I'm pissed off about it.
I know, it really sucks. They're doing 16 episodes, but they're splitting it in half. So it's going to be 8 episodes now, and then we have to wait a fucking year.
Ugh.
And then there's going to be 8 more episodes next summer.
See, I hate it when they wait too long. Like, they waited a really long time to bring back Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I start to forget what happened in the show.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, you have to go back and rewatch everything just so, you're up to snuff on what's going on.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's how they get you.
It's how they suck you in.
It's true.
But they always, like, they tend to run a marathon or...
Yeah, or, like,
have
play
all
the
last season on demand or something like that, so you can get, like, caught up with it.
Now, what do you think about this past season of Breaking Bad? Like, what were your favorite moments or...
I think the general impression of the whole season is just that, like, Walt is officially a bad guy now.
Oh, completely. He loves it.
And especially, again, it's going to be spoilers every which way if you haven't watched the most recent episodes. So, fair warning. But in the very last episode of the season, it is revealed that Walt fucking poisoned a little kid.
Yeah.
Who didn't die, but very well could have died.
Yeah. He made a power play.
Mm-hmm. Just to, like, save his own ass.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's been knocking off drug dealers and shit every now and then. But that's not excusable, but, like, that makes more sense with how we thought his character was.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, like, he will just straight up kill kids.
And I also thought it was interesting that the man who he feared the most and, you know, kept telling everybody was utterly ruthless really wasn't, and that he was the one. Like, he was projecting that the entire time.
That's very true.
Because Gus really didn't directly do anything to him or his family aside by just saying, you're done in this business, walk away.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
But there was always sort of that looming threat that Gus would have killed his whole family.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're in that business, it's something you have to come to terms with, whether it's Gus or somebody else.
Very true.
You always open yourself up to that. But I just feel bad for Jesse. I always feel bad for him.
I feel bad for Jesse, and I feel super bad for Walt's poor son.
Yeah, oh, I know.
That's, like, the worst.
I know.
Not to go down Downer Street. But
yeah.
Did they ever reveal what disability he has?
Cerebral palsy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking rough.
Yeah, it is. And he's such a cute kid.
I know.
And
he's
like,
a good
he's
actor.
Funny.
Too.
He's a really good actor. Mm-hmm. And I like that although his son is disabled, he still has really strong points, and he brings out insecurities in his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is sort of like a mirror.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like, the son has more things to struggle against, but Walt's the one that's fucking up the most.
Absolutely. I agree.
Right?
Right?
How about the last, not the last scene, but the last big explosion?
That was awesome.
In the season.
Gus's face.
Mm-hmm. That, it reminded me, the moment I saw it, of Dark Knight.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
But it's funny because while we were watching that scene, that was the farthest thing from my mind when he walked out of that room that it exploded.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah, I was like a vest or mm-hmm. like he must not have been standing close.
And just sort of with everything we knew about his character.
Right.
You're like, of course he walked out of there fine.
Right. So like, I definitely was impressed with the way that it still like duped you into thinking like, oh, he escaped death again.
Mm-hmm.
And then like it pans to his full face and like half of it's just fucking missing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome.
How do we think, I forget his name, Mike? The sort of like cleanup guy?
Yeah.
For Gus?
Mr. Wolf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. not Pulp Fiction. Reservoir
yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah.
No,
Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm.
What do we think? Because he got left down in Mexico.
He did.
Got shot in the gut.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think he's going to come back.
He's definitely going to come back, but I'm wondering how it's going to figure in. Like, do you think he's going to work for Walt?
I don't know, because, I mean, he definitely doesn't like Walt. Like, it was pretty clear that he thought that Walt was a little shit.
But also, when Gus killed that one dude in front of him, mm-hmm. it seemed like that triggered something where he's now kind of suspicious of
yeah.
Gus and would maybe, like, flip allegiances.
But that, you know, that could have just been self-preservation. And if Gus is gone, then he really doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
That's true. I'm wagering that he's going to figure it out somehow.
Yeah, he's definitely going to come back.
What are these fuckers doing?
I don't know. They're pureeing starfruit. It looks awful. I don't know.
It doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't.
There's some chicken. I think it's chicken, right?
Yeah. Chicken with spinach and starfruit. And
no, that looks so bad.
Cherry liqueur.
Roasted chicken with tropical fruit salsa. That actually sounds good.
I don't know. Some flavors I just don't like combined together.
Mm-hmm. Half the time it seems like whatever the garnish on top is just for color.
Oh, a lot of times it
like
is,
like fucking
yeah.
starfruit. I don't need that on my chicken.
No. When have you ever
but
like woken
like
up
bright
and been
yellow
like...
And it's like, yeah, that looks kind of
cool. Yeah, but like when have you ever been like, man, I really want a starfruit today.
Today?
This one. Yeah? You should have a lot.
Really? You don't
yeah.
have any starfruit?
No, we don't.
What do we have?
Some grapes.
Oh, we do have some.
Yeah, they're not that great.
Are they crabby?
Yeah.
I hate crabby grapes.
I know, me too. Oh,
that's the worst when you have a bunch of, like, crispy, awesome ones in a row.
Yeah, and you get
that
shitty
like,
one.
Fifth one that's
yeah.
just, like, mush.
Half raisin.
Oh, God, it's awful.
It's, like, completely the transformation.
Mm-hmm. I'll still take grapes any day over bananas, because it seems like the hit or miss factor with bananas is way too high.
I'm not buying bananas anymore, because
fuck
the last
bananas.
Three times I bought them...
Honey, fuck bananas.
I don't want a fucking banana.
Yeah,
but they've been, like, severely bruised, or it looks perfectly fine, and then I open
it
up,
and
half of it's just, like, black.
That's awful.
I know. I was like, what the fuck is going
yeah,
on
Yeah, bananas
here?
Are the least,
yeah, it's
like,
the unpredictable,
fruit.
Yeah, vegetable.
It's just the worst vegetable you could ever find. Commercial!
Commercial!
Commercial! What is this?
It's a cable ad. For the what? Cooking channel, but this guy who's wearing like a pimp suit.
That actually looks kind of awesome. The culinary adventure of Baron Ambrosia.
Do you think he makes ambrosia salad?
No. All right, I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna do a screen cap of
yeah?
Baron Ambrosia for the website.
I like it. God damn it!
You've been on a run today.
I know.
Holy shit!
It's all the wine.
You haven't had that much wine.
Yeah.
I've had a fair amount. I hate getting these tiny bottles.
We just drink a lot of wine, honey. They're not tiny bottles. Like, that's an appropriate size bottle.
That's bullshit.
It really is.
Dude, that's like two glasses.
I'm going to read the fluid ounces on this.
Yeah, throw some fluid ounces my way. What are the TVs?
Oh, jeez.
Honey.
Sorry, I thought I had on vibrate.
Oh, no. You're fired.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's an 800 number, too.
The bill collector?
I think so.
Oh, man.
All
right, hit me with fluid ounces.
750 milliliters.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Isn't there, like, Surrey for that or something?
Oh, yeah, shit. It's that Surrey.
She's not going to get it. She never understands
fluid ounces?
Yeah, milliliter.
Milliliters?
Yeah.
Oh, that broke it.
Press and hold.
How much was it? 750 milliliters.
Good luck with that answer. You have to hit the button again.
This is going to work out so bad. Oh.
Think about that.
Okay, Siri thought.
Okay, how about a web search for how much is penetrated 750 milliliters like a lot? Answer in the blender?
This dumb bitch. She's the worst.
But that is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Siri, that was no help at all.
Okay.
Wow, she hates you.
Siri, we're recording a podcast right now.
She hung
if
up
you
on.
Like, I can search the web for how much is penetrated 750 milliliters like a lot. Answer in the blender.
You're not helping. We're recording a podcast.
Chris, I don't understand. You're not helping for according to podcasts. If you like, I can search the web for how much is penetrated 750 watt. Answer in the blender.
I'm gonna ask my Siri.
Alright, you ask your Siri. This bitch is useless.
How much is 750 milliliters?
Okay, how about a web search for how much is 750 milliliters?
I don't think we're asking the right question, because we should be asking what it can be converted to. But you and I seem to be missing that
right.
point
what's,
of it.
What's the thing that we understand? How many cups in 750 milliliters?
I don't know what you mean by how many cups in 750 milliliters. If you like, I can search the web for how
She's
much
still
is
going on about the blender.
750 milliliters like a lot. Answer in the blender.
Oh,
she
this
knows
is the
we're
very
watching
best.
Chopped.
Siri, do you watch Chopped?
I don't know what you mean by Siri, do you watch Chopped? If you like, I can search the web for how much is penetrated 750 milliliters like a lot. Answer in the blender.
She really wants you to figure that out.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Sorry, I don't understand.
What the fuck is wrong
yeah,
there?
Why don't you do that? If you like, I can search the web for how much is penetrated 750
this is
milliliters
fucking
like
ridiculous.
A lot. Answer in the blender.
I didn't even mention the blender.
I can't even stop laughing.
We were talking tonight about how you want me to use your Mac to edit the podcast, and this is why.
Okay, first off, a Mac and an iPhone are two completely different things. Granted, they're manufactured by the same company.
iPhones are like little Macs.
No, they're not.
They're like little baby Macs.
They are not.
They are.
No?
Yeah.
No, because iPhones are dumbed down for the general public, so everybody can use them. Sure.
Macs are just for rich white people?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so to answer the question, I'm going to say that 750 milliliters is 4 cups.
4 cups?
Yeah. Because it's really not a lot. Like, we're kind of heavy-handed when we pour it in the glass, but it's really not that much wine, I don't think.
No.
And this seems to be a smaller bottle than some.
You're a smaller bottle than some. 750 milliliters equates to 3.17 U.S. cups. You're not far off.
See, it's not even 4.
Yeah, you're not even 4.
You're not 4. What are they doing on this show?
I don't know. This show's terrible, by the way, people.
I remember being partially amused the last time we saw it.
Well, that was because there was a guy running in the kitchen with a giant butcher knife.
That's true. They almost disqualified him for that.
Well, they should have.
Just rolling around.
He was stabbed as contestants.
That's sort of a smart strategy, though. The stabbing noise?
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, that looks so bad.
Yeah. It's like ginger and...
Oh, God.
Flour? Oh, God, what is this?
I get that it's sort of like Iron Chef style, where they don't get to choose the ingredients, but
yeah,
all but... this looks real, real bad.
Yeah, like, none of this looks good to any capacity. It's just like, well, this is what you get when you put these together.
What other TV shows have we seen? We just watched True Blood.
That's true.
What do you think about that? We were very much on the fence about never watching True Blood again after the last season.
That last season was just completely horrendous. And I don't think we're alone with thinking that.
No, it was real shitty.
A lot of people didn't like it because it was awful.
And it used to be sort of like fun bad.
Right.
Like campy, like, oh, this is like a funny...
But that was just bad.
Yeah, like, it was very dumb.
Straight up bad.
That last season was the fairies. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was the first episode we watched.
Yeah.
With the
oh,
whole
God,
fairyland?
That was
that not like the worst CGI technology you've ever seen?
And Lumberg.
Yeah.
Well, was Lumberg there for
was
like
in it.
An episode. Lumberg fucked her.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. yeah, no, that was just completely awful. But I don't know. So far with this first episode, I was happy that they didn't go back to Fairyland already.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that needed to take a rest.
Let me tell you what really bummed me out.
What bummed you out?
If I recall right, at the end of the last season, Tara,
yes,
Sookie's friend,
mm-hmm. who was the biggest
who was
pain
the
in the
biggest
dick.
Plot black hole in the history of the universe. Just awful.
Mm-hmm.
Got shot in the face with a shotgun.
Yes, she did.
And all of America celebrated.
Yeah.
And said, oh, this might
awesome.
Be an improvement. This might finally fix this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came back this season, she's still shot in the head.
Yep.
Thank God.
Yep.
And then they turned into a vampire.
Yeah.
And now it's just more the same.
But I'm hoping that she's going to be, like, really dumb because she's missing half her brain.
I know. I'm curious to see how that works out. If they do have, like, lizard brain vampire with only, like, the brain stem firing,
yeah.
Like, that might be awesome.
Yeah. I hope that's the direction they go. I doubt they're going to go in that direction. I agree.
You've read all the books, right? Like, is this keeping up at all? Is any
this is so far off
really?
The plot line of the books. Like, by the end of the third season, there's more.
Because
they took things from different books and mashed it together and changed things. And it was like, you really, as a reader, you had absolutely no idea or logic as to why they did a lot of the stuff that they did.
Because
it just didn't make any sense.
I think a big problem with the show, and I tried to watch Game of Thrones this season,
yeah.
And I just sort of lost interest. Not even lost interest, but just haven't seen the last, like, six episodes or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they share a similar problem in that there's just too many characters.
Yeah.
Way too many characters.
Like, that's it's a lot cool. of the complaint, yeah.
It's cool when they expand, like, the show's universe and have a bunch of, like, places to check in with.
Right.
And just have, like, you know, it keeps the story moving.
Right.
And you have enough different plot points.
But there's just too many.
Yeah, but, like, the season premiere, I guess, of True Blood was just, like, here's 15 different stories.
Right.
Each of them get 2 minutes.
Right.
And now the show's...
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say
commercial!
That. Oh, my God. I read an article a while back about the perfect cast.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, how many people were on Friends? Because I can't tell you off the top of my head. 6 or 7?
Yeah, I think it was 3 guys, 3 girls, something like that.
Historically, looking back on successful television shows in America,
mm-hmm.
that was the average number of cast members.
Like main cast.
Right, that mm-hmm. were actually in a show. And I think there's something to be said for that, because if you go online and if you read any reviews, people are just like, enough with all these subplot lines, it's too much, you can't follow it or keep up, or the ones that you're interested in, you only get to see it for like 5 minutes tops, and then it's
yeah.
just a bunch of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And Game of Thrones, I kind of get it, just mm-hmm. because, like, by its very nature, it's there's supposed to be all these different kingdoms
right.
where they're checking in.
I feel like there should be, like, a little map that comes with each season
mm-hmm.
of Game of Thrones and, like, little action figures.
There's enough nerds that read the books
yeah.
that I think that's sort of who they're catering to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of us, it's like, it's like, you know, Harry Potter, The Hunger Games. Like,
yeah.
You kind of get it if you haven't read the books, but
mm-hmm.
it's, like, pretty much for the people who have. Like,
right.
that's who they want to
right.
watch.
Well, and that's what I find interesting about True Blood as well, because, I mean, I think at first, because the books were out for probably about 10 years before they even thought of making
was
the
it
show.
Was it that long?
Yeah, started in the, well, no, more than that, actually. It started in mid-90s,
mm-hmm.
early to mid-90s. I think that the initial idea was to keep it interesting for the readers.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like they completely turned on the readers as well.
Mm.
And then it's just like you lose all the fan base. Because
yeah.
it doesn't make sense to the people that didn't read the books. And then the people that did read the books have no idea what the fuck's going on either.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very fine line you have to walk.
Yeah, it is.
I just, yesterday or today, I read an article about in Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
In the background of one of their scenes,
mm-hmm.
they... I guess they had a bunch of different heads on spikes because, you know, uh-huh. it's Game of Thrones. That's how they roll. But one of them, they just had a leftover bust of George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, that's good enough.
Yeah.
So they just impaled George W. Bush's head on a spike and put it in the back of a scene. And then, you know, of course, the internet exists. So somebody's going to find that shit.
Right.
And it just came out. I don't know what episode it's from or whatever.
I actually read that article as well.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been a different website. But from what I gather, that scene was actually from the first season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it took that long for somebody,
and it took that
it's
long
probably
for somebody,
somebody
to realize.
Freeze framing it.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't like, oh, these are leftover. Somebody was like, fuck George Bush. And then was just like, we're
mm-hmm.
going to do this. It's going to
yeah,
be funny.
Yeah, just like a PA.
And
back.
Nobody's going to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
you have to assume anything you do, somebody's going to find it.
Yeah. Exactly. But, dude, how nerdy are people that they're fucking freeze-framing Game of Thrones with heads on sticks?
Mm-hmm. And a scene without boobs.
Yeah. yeah. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
Boobies and dragons.
There was a time, way back,
mm-hmm.
when all you had was VHS tape
mm-hmm.
and the pause button.
How'd that work out for you?
Great. technology is advanced so much since I was like 13.
If I recall correctly, when you would pause a VHS,
mm-hmm.
there was also like that line that
went
across. Yeah,
the little staticky bullshit.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that went across like the middle of the screen.
Mine was top and bottom.
Lucky you.
Mm-hmm. You worked out pretty good. I remember distinctly fucking Braveheart. When Braveheart's girlfriend...
Oh, I don't remember.
Turned around at the waterfall with her boobies out.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know that.
I remember that. And I remember that that was on two different VHS tapes because it was too long.
Technology really has advanced.
Yeah, that used to be a thing. Like, if it's over probably 2 hours,
yeah.
you have to use two different VHS tapes.
Jesus
and then it's
Christ.
Like put in the second one.
I was reading this article. Jesus Christ, I sound like the biggest nerd in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I've referenced tonight. But there was an article.
We read.
Yeah.
We read articles.
We do. We do.
In the Times. Can.
That's right. Preferably at work.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yep.
Whoops.
Didn't say that. No, there was an article where it was just like, the intent was to make you feel super old.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a bunch of, like, sayings and products and different things that, you know, you would remember as a child. And one of the things that it said was that kids do not know what be kind, please rewind means.
Yeah, I guess that's like, true. You don't have to rewind anything anymore.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird thinking that no one has to go to a video store anymore.
No.
Like, that was a huge part of my childhood.
Yeah,
it's like,
same
oh,
here.
We're going to go to Blockbuster because it's Friday night. And we're
video
gonna get a movie.
Stores and CD stores.
Yeah. Like the wall.
Yeah. Remember that? Some shit out of the wall.
Yeah, those stickers.
Yeah, that was really
They had to
stupid.
Sort of see that come.
I didn't feel bad about it.
No. They deserved everything they had.
Agreed. So what's going on with our show here?
Yeah, we're closing
totally
on the last couple of minutes here. It's
mm-hmm.
down to two people,
mm-hmm.
the blonde lady and someone else.
I know that's, they have grape leaves on a spoon with what appears to be some type of fruit with maple syrup and powdered sugar. And God damn it, if that doesn't look absolutely disgusting.
It looks so bad. I think this is supposed to be the dessert.
That's fucking awful.
And I think it had like jalapenos on it.
Oh,
like
for
it
God
looked
sakes.
Real bad.
Again, just because it looks pretty doesn't mean you should actually eat those things in concession.
Very true.
You know?
All right, so the two chefs are quarantined in the back kitchen to await their fate. The loser will be chopped to death.
That would make the show a lot more
Wouldn't
interesting.
It?
Yeah.
Fucking Hunger Games, that shit.
Yeah.
We have 4 minutes left. We just watched Battle Royale on Netflix.
And
what
it
were your
was
thoughts?
Awesome.
Way better than fucking Hunger Games, right?
Yeah, and she totally ripped the whole storyline off of it.
She is a girl, right?
Yeah.
Completely stole it.
If
you like the Hunger Games, fucking watch Battle Royale. It's it was
on
iTunes.
iTunes,
actually. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was like $2. Rent that shit. Way better than Hunger Games.
Yeah, a lot more blood.
You'll love it.
Yeah, and it's hilarious because the plot lines of the characters are, oh, I like you. I like you too. And then they die.
Yeah, and then
tremendous
violence.
Tons of violence everywhere.
Yeah, computer-generated blood flying out everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, before we leave everybody, I also want to make the recommendation that if you have, it was Netflix, right?
Yeah.
If you have Netflix, fucking rent Birdemic.
Oh my God.
Shock and Terror. Google that shit right now. Look it up on Netflix.
Please do.
Birdemic, Shock and Terror. We might have to do a whole podcast just on that.
I think we probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But goddamn. I think the whole thing might be free on YouTube. To be fair, look it up. I feel like there might be one that's like an hour and a half long, and that's probably it. But holy shit, guys.
It is the best worst movie.
It is the very best worst movie in the world.
It is awesome. Yeah, we can't give too much away about that. That's definitely something we need to delve into
mm-hmm.
more.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a viewing party here at the house.
Yeah.
And just get drunk and watch it. It's going to be fun.
You can make a drinking game out of it.
Every time it's bad.
That's the entire movie.
We'll call the police. We'll call an ambulance ahead of time.
It's
we'll call
be
the
awesome.
Police.
The police.
We'll call Sting.
Oh, I hate him.
And his son, Gaudier.
Oh, God.
And he'll come over and help us. All right. It's going to be the final chop, everybody. It's down to Cody and Lisa.
Listen.
The polenta guy and the blonde girl that I forget what she did.
Instead of chopping themselves, what if they just castrated them? Do you think people would make better food?
Probably. That's pretty harsh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's motivation.
That's some Coney talk.
Right? What up? Bringing it back.
Bringing it back to Cody. Who got chopped? Oh, Lisa?
Yeah,
Chef Lisa, you've been chopped, says Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
This was the worst following of a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
We did not explain the shit out of this.
No, it's fine, though. This is sort of how I prepared it. It's just going to be all in the background.
Okay.
If anything fun happens, then we'll talk about it. But nothing fun happened.
No.
We tried to find Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We couldn't find it.
Nope.
That was about as good as it got. All right, they shook hands. Everybody's having fun. Lisa's chopped. Chef Cody is the winner.
Yay, Cody!
He made a good polenta. Chef Lisa is sad. She's taking a long walk of shame down a stained glass alley. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Chef Cody won. So what does that mean? Do they tell
us
what
he gets?
I think
they get $10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
After taxes, though, that's probably $5,000.
Yeah, you get $5,000.
That's bullshit.
Oh.
But that's not that much money.
Yeah, if they did like $999. Yeah.
You know, way less.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be taxable. It's a one-time gift.
Oh.
Boom.
What dicks.
Yeah. Right.
All right. He's shaking hands. He won.
He's crying, I think.
He just said he didn't go to high school.
Did he really? I missed that.
This motherfucker didn't go to high school.
What an asshole.
No, he has $10,000.
Fuck him.
There you go, America. Drop out of high school, learn how to make a polenta.
And you can win $10,000.
Win $10,000. This has been TV Crafts. I think it's been a rousing success so far. Like I said, you take what you can get. We're just for sheer content right now.
Yeah.
So if you don't, just listen to the regular show, and that will make a little bit more sense. But if you want to kill an hour at your desk or while you're jogging,
have at it.
During a car ride, this will kill an hour. I've been your host, Chris.
And I'm Thelma.
Happy TV watching.
Yay! Get off the couch.
Polenta.
Yeah!
Goodbye!
Bye!
Chris and Thelma are given a channel to watch on the TV. They talk about it, and now it's a podcast. It's TV Crafts.